وحبيب قلوبنا وشفيع نفوسنا أبي القاسم محمد. اللهم صل وسلم. وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين وأصحابه الغر الميامين. الحمد لله الذي جعلنا من المتمسكين بولاية سيدي ومولاي علي بن أبي طالب. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله. أما بعد، قالت مولاتنا زينب عليه السلام: بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Praise be to Allah, Lord of the worlds, and peace and blessings be on His Prophet. And Allah was right when He said, evil will be the end for those who committed evil because they rejected our communications and used to mock at them. O Yazid, do you think that God has made you honorable and made us contemptible? Now that in your belief you have been severe towards us, you have blocked the earth's zones and the heaven's horizons and have left no solution for us. Do you think that your reputation before God has led you to victory? You crow with pleasure now that the world has turned for you, our affairs are allocated to you, and our government is arranged for you. Get off your high horse. Have you not read in the Quran when Allah says, let not those who disbelieve think that our granting them respite is good for their souls. Rather, we grant them respite so they may add to their sins, and for them there is a painful chastisement. O Yazid, O you whose father was freed by my grandfather, is it just that you place your wives and your haram behind the curtain while the daughters of Rasulullah are taken from city to city? Is it fair that you disgrace them and you unveil our faces so that all can see us, from the stranger to the acquaintance, from the noble to the ignoble, while there are none to defend us? How can someone hope for sympathy and compassion from someone whose grandmother chewed the liver of the noble and who was born from the flesh of the martyr? This behavior is not rare for someone who has always seen us as an adversary. You don't look down at this sin, nor do you consider yourself a sinner over this mortal blow. You boast about your disbeliever ancestors wishing that they were present to see what you have done. You strike the lips and the teeth of Aba Abdullah, the master of the youth of paradise. You've shed the blood of the progeny of Abdul Muttalib, the heavenly stars on earth, and now you have made this wound even deeper by boasting about the presence of your forefathers. We'll be patient, since soon you'll be joining them. Then you'll wish that your hands had withered away and that you were dumb, so that you could not have said what you have said or acted what you have acted. O Allah, give us our due right and take our revenge. O Allah, chastise the oppressor. O Yazid, by God you have cloven your own skin and flesh. Soon you'll meet the messenger of Allah, where Allah turns distress into tranquility and takes vengeance for him. You have shed the blood of his house, held his children as captives, and disgraced him. Reckon not those who have died in the way of Allah as being dead. Rather, they are alive, receiving sustenance from their Lord. Enough for us is that God is the judge, that Rasulullah is the leader, and that Jibreel is the supporter. Those who paved the way for you to dominate over us will soon find out what the retribution is for the oppressor whose army is weaker and whose thoughts are inferior. Although the plight has made me speak to you, I find speaking to you of little value, but scolding you is great. Therefore I'll continue to scold you. The eyes are tearful and the heart is sorrowful. How ironic it is that the members of the party of God are killed by the members of the party of Shaitan, that blood drips from their pores, and that flesh drips from their teeth, and that their bodies are surrounded by wildebeest. But what you consider today as booty, you will realize tomorrow is indemnity. I trust God and do not complain to God, for God is not unjust to the oppressor. O Yazid, however hard you try, you'll never obliterate our love and our memory from the hearts of the people. Your ideas are unstable and your government is transitory. Soon you'll hear the cry in the heavens, which will cry, أَلَا لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ. I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for happiness and then giving us martyrdom and then giving us blessings. All I ask Allah is to provide recompense for those martyrs who have died. How excellent and kind Allah has been to us. First of our salawat in honor of Rasulullah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. The second in honor of Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib. The third with your loudest voice is in honor of Imam Sahib al-Ashr wa al-Zaman. Allahumma salli alayhi wa sallam.